Will, how are you this morning?
Well, you know what, Tony? I'm doing pretty good. I'm, like everybody else, probably pretty fired up. I wish we could play today. I'm ready to go. I don't know about you, but this ought to be a heck of a game Saturday.
What's more busy for you, a bowl game or Michigan-Michigan State week?
This week, there's no question about it. I mean, the bowl stuff is a little different because the biggest issue there is travel, getting everybody someplace at the last second. But this is the busiest week. For example, on Tuesday in Detroit, I spoke to a business group. Wednesday with a Detroit sports broadcaster, we had a function of a Michigan State-Michigan luncheon and roundtable discussion there. Then later that night, I'm speaking to a combined alumni group of our guys and their guys in Hillsdale that night. And so it's nonstop. And then you have your normal routine of work you do through the season. So you add all those things on top of what you normally do. And it's no doubt there's no week quite like it.
Well, I know that you're an MSU guy, and I know that a lot of the folks you deal with are MSU fans. But tell me from your perspective as an observer, what's the vibe about MSU fans? What are they thinking? I don't mean necessarily about this game, but about with the program. You know, there's been some challenges with some issues with some players. That seems to be a real minor thing. But what do people think about Mark D'Antonio, about the football program, about its place next to Michigan here in the state? Are they happy?
I don't know how you couldn't be happy, Tony. And kind of addressing those things in reverse order. When it comes to Mark D'Antonio, there's a couple things that are big for me. And I can only speak from my perspective on that one. He's a good guy. And he's a solid individual. And he's somebody you'd like to call your friend and somebody you like to hang with. As far as his coaching ability, the one thing he brings that we have been missing in Michigan State for a while, and that is, he is Michigan State's coach. He's not an individual coaching at Michigan State. He's not looking for his next job. He is Michigan State's coach. And that is a big deal because when you're that person and you're perceived as that person, and it should be because that's the way it is, you can sell it, you can recruit it, and that's what he does. He believes in Michigan State. He thinks it's a good place. And take a look at what's happened with the recruiting. It's been better. And as for the Michigan State fans, I'll say this. You go through the history of the football program at MSU, you'll find some great years, you'll find some down years. But what's been really amazing, especially with the football fans, is that every year MSU's in the top 20 in attendance for football in this nation. And so the Spartan fans, whether they're really happy after a game or sad, they're supportive, they're Spartans, they're there through thick and thin. And, you know, we know there are a lot of schools that aren't like that. But when Michigan State opens up to play, whether it's good or bad, the fans are there. And that's kind of neat.
Rich, Will, when you know, let's get away from sports for just one question. Will you be watching the debate, and what will you be looking for?
You know what? It is Friday, and it's the day before Michigan. So I'm going to focus on what I love the most, and that's this game. I'll let the politicians take care of their own business.
All right. Will, let's talk about the game. It looks like when you listen to most of the media folks, they believe if this game was played at a neutral site or at MSU that the Spartans would win it almost handily, but with this game being played in the Big House, that obviously is going to help Michigan. Denard Robinson, though, is the X factor. What should we be looking for in this football game?
Well, you know, Tony, in terms of the X factor, I mean, I've looked at this thing a thousand ways because I always try to get myself in the right mind in terms of what I think really might happen as opposed to what I want to have happen. And I, you know, and you look at X factors when you look at Michigan, they're pretty much offensively, they're a one-man band. I mean, everything goes through him. Robinson, and God, what a year he's having. It's been unbelievable. But the X factors could be, do the running backs really do much? Do the receivers actually make some big catches? And will their defense make a tackle? I mean, it's hard to imagine in the Big Ten you could have an offense at the University of Michigan that's dead last in pass defense in the nation. Dead last in the Big Ten in total defense. You've only kicked one field goal through five games. And so I keep going back to balance, and I keep going back to my belief that special teams and defense are critical for championship runs. And as I look at the Michigan State team, I see balance all over the place. I see great special teams play. Even the young kicker, Conroy, I mean, he's 7-for-7 right now. He's the only kicker in the Big Ten that hasn't missed. So as I look at the balance MSU brings to the table compared to the lack of balance Michigan has, I'm a little mystified that MSU is an underdog in this game, but I also understand that the crowd will be great for Michigan. I also understand that the Michigan players have skill and they will play out of their minds because this is a game they desperately want, I think. But on the other hand, as I look at it as a neutral person, if that's possible for me, I just see so many pluses for Michigan State. If MSU plays, I think MSU wins.
All right, well, enjoy the broadcast, and we will talk with you sometime soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, take care, Tony.